Guys, welcome to a very special episode of the Send Help podcast. I am your host, Danny, and I am here with Steph. And we survived batch weekend.
I'm still not quite sure how we survived, but we did.
I am very shocked and surprised that we survived. So let's highlight the good things. None of us were kidnapped.
None of us were arrested.
We were not sex trafficked in any way.
There was one instance I was a little concerned, but I escaped.
We are going to visit that for sure. And knock on wood, we're in the clear. None of us got the Rona.
Which also a damn miracle. I feel like if I did not contract the Rona from vomiting on a litter box floor bathroom, I'm immune. I'm definitely not going to get it.
For real. Like, I think all that trip did was build up our immunity.
I think so. I mean, I'm thriving.
I think we both are. We have both. And again, like, the corona is a serious matter. But
as is all the issues we're talking, you know, making light of. But
you know what? We had to have some normalcy in our lives this year. And I'm glad we went. We had a really good time.
Me too. I was very concerned we were not going to get to go. Even though I don't get to go to my planned wedding, I'm glad I got to attend one of my planned trips.
Man, I would have never imagined at the beginning of the year that you would be a COVID bride.
Me fucking either. That's why I did it. I mean, that's not why I did it. But I was like, whenever this whole like COVID thing was starting to get real, I'm like, I'm in the clear, man. Like, I don't have anyone coming with me. We're just going to go get married. And then I get an email from work saying, no, you are not going.
And I think it was, like, legit on our ride
on our way home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought things were looking up. I was like, you know, 2020 is having a turnaround. We just got to go to the beach. We had an awesome time.
We had a great weekend.
I get to get married in, like, a month. And then literally en route home email.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, that happened. So, I'm very sorry that you will be having a central PA wedding, but it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be great.
Shit happens. We'll be all right.
But anywho, so, I mean, we weren't like licking bar stools or anything either. So, and we were pretty careful when we were down there.
Yeah, I think so too.
As careful as you can be.
For sure.
But so I figured, like, let's just dive into it. I say we do a day play-by-play because a lot of fucking shit happened in 4 days.
It was a jam-packed 4 days.
I will also say I feel like my body has finally recovered.
I do too. Yes. I think I'm finally back to my normal state. Yeah.
I was not well on the way home or days after.
Me neither.
Not good.
I mean, I guess that's what happens when your diet is primarily White Claws and hard liquor for a couple days.
You know, I really reflected back to, before we dive into it, we really didn't eat a whole lot in 4 days.
We ate basically one meal.
We did.
One meal a day.
I think the most nutritious thing I had down there was that acai bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was...
But that was not, like, a normal size acai bowl.
That thing was fucking huge.
No, yeah. Yeah. Agree.
Like, I've never had one, but thankfully, like, I needed it. Like, I needed all the nutrition, because after that, it just went steeply downhill for me.
I agree.
Not good.
Definitely needed the nutrients. I needed a fruit in my life at that point.
Yes. I'd say if, like, we ever do a trip like this ever again, like, I'm going to bring, like, a veggie platter. Just so I can, like, have a piece of broccoli.
Well, and I think if we would go on another trip, we wouldn't be so focused to just get, like, hammered 24/7 whole time.
Do you think that? Because I still feel like...
I still think we would get, like, very hammered, but I think we would also try. Like, we wouldn't be, like, scurrying around to get ready so fast just so we can go to, like, a bar.
True. We did, I mean, record speed. I'm still pretty fucking slow when I get ready. I apologize to everyone that was on the trip. I don't know why it takes me so long. It's like I have to ease into it. It's a whole process.
So, I think on any other normal trip, we would definitely prioritize eating a little bit more.
True.
But it wasn't like I was ever, like, hungry or, like, I thought I was, like, starving.
It's like I would forget that I was hungry and then it'd be, like, 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh, like, I guess I probably should have eaten something today. Yeah. Like, because we'll get into it, but not great decisions were not made on this trip, and that's okay.
Agreed.
So we'll start with the ride down.
Yes.
We'll start with the ride down. I was very impressed with how we packed the car. Yeah. There's three girls in one car. And we primarily had a lot of the stuff we used that week.
Yeah. Well, and to note, all of us, all three of us, have very prominent shopping problems.
Yes.
And overpacking problems.
Yes.
And so I was talking to each of them separately, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try to, like, you know, keep it to minimum. All of us said, yeah, we're keeping it to a minimum. And I'm like, you know, this just doesn't sound like us. Like, is it actually? No. No. We get there. We try to load this car. Bursting at the seams. Literally, but we make it work.
Bursting. So I am in a very small space in the back seat. I am, like, literally in a cocoon. I'm just, there's a little sliver of space, which I thought, I mean, at least I could get in and out of the car. Yes. I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I was surrounded by, like, baked Doritos and a beer bong that we never used.
Thank God we didn't use.
Yes. Thankfully, we did not use it. I think my feet were on top of boxes of, like, white claws.
Yes, that was definitely a thing.
But I felt like we got down there pretty quickly because we left pretty early. It was, like, what, 5 or 6 in the morning?
Yes, it was.
Way too fucking early. But we get there, you know, we're getting, like, the condo ready to roll.
I mean, that whole process, that was good.
It was pretty smooth.
Went as planned, no complaints.
Smoothest part of the trip.
Yes, it literally was.
So we're starting to, like, decorate the condo. So, like, we unpack everything, and we're starting to decorate for Steph. So Steph is outside in, like, 95-degree weather, just melting away.
I was literally sweating balls.
And the painters come.
The painters.
To paint the condo. And what? They were supposed to be there, I think, at, like, 11 a.m. 8 a.m.
Like, early, yeah.
It's, like, 2 p.m.
Yeah. And then they were not amused. They're like, what do you mean we can't come in? And we're like, well, there's now, like, 5 girls that have shit everywhere. No, you can't come in.
And I don't want to inhale paint fumes for 3 days.
No.
And we're trying to hang this batch that ass up banner. Like, no, sir, you can't come in.
No. So we get past that. Place looks awesome. Very good decorations.
It was pretty solid.
It was very solid.
Very solid.
And then we just head to the fucking beach and start
drinking. And that's just where it slowly started to go downhill. So I guess in Ocean City, I don't know, like, what the rules, like, are, but it seemed like you really weren't supposed to have, like, any, like, correct, alcohol.
Right.
So we had these mini bottles. And I think they were, what, was it cucumber mint vodka?
I think, yeah.
Low-key, I was like, what does this taste like? I'm like, oh, this tastes like a sushi roll. This was
That is what it tastes like.
Oh, it was not good. And, like, after the first one, I'm like, this just tastes like something, and it's not cucumber mint.
No. I mean, and I don't like cucumber on any given day. But I was like, fuck it, let's just...
Listen, I was rolling with it. I was ready to go.
Yeah. Oh.
I know I at least had 3.
I had 2, but I was, like, pounding some White Claws, so...
Oh, that's right. You guys had some White Claws. So we were, like, starting to get pretty lit on the beach.
Quick.
Well, because, what, we only made one stop on the drive. I had only had a breakfast sandwich.
Which, shout out to Royal Farms. If y'all have never been to a Royal Farms, you need to get yourself to a Royal Farms. I had this chicken thing, this chicken bowl thing. You would never guess it was from a gas station.
Well, and I'm a pescatarian, so we walk in and there's just chickens hanging from the ceiling. There's fried chicken. There's chicken in, like, the to-go, like, section. I'm like, oh, so everything has chicken on it, right? So, like, am I going to have a soggy peanut butter and jelly?
I was like, here, Danny, you can get an egg or something.
Just one single egg. So they did have some options I was pretty pleased. I needed a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Which, thank God, because we were full speed ahead after the beach.
We were. Where did we? Oh, we ate at Mackey's.
Yes. Mm. So we got ready. went to Mackey's.
Again, impressed with us how quickly we got ready. We didn't fuck around that day.
We did not fuck around. We were ready to go. Like, we were. Night one, you never want to go hard, but I feel like we always go hard.
I know. Everyone, literally everyone said, we're not going to drink that much tonight. Like, we're tired. Easy night. You know, early night. No.
Nope. No. So we get to Mackey's, and of course, and it was like a walk from where we were staying, so it was really nice, and there was a wait. So they, two of the girls that we were with were like, oh, we're going to find out if we can get some drinks. Mm-hmm. And they found out that there was like a bartender or waitress or whatever, like walking around to take our drink order. Well, I see people drinking buckets, and I'm like, oh my God, I want a bucket. And I was like, Steph, I'm getting you a bucket. Like,
yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Like, we're doing bucket. Buckets. So I did not realize. So the waitress was telling us about the buckets.
Now, there's two size buckets. The larger bucket is the equivalent of 5 drinks.
I was so...
Danny somehow thought this 64-ounce bucket was $5. $5.
So I ordered 2. I ordered one for me.
I even questioned it. Like, I definitely was not sober at this point, but I was with it enough to be like, Danny, maybe we should share the bucket. Like, I don't think we each need a 64-ounce bucket. I don't know how much 64 ounces is, but I feel like that's like a liter.
It was
or a half gallon or something.
It was so heavy. Like, it hurt my arm to hold it. It was so heavy. Like, yeah. It was a lot of booze. And, like, I honestly, true, deep in my heart, thought that I ordered the smaller size. So when, one, I was shocked by the size when she's literally handing us these, like, Ace Fix-It, like, size. Or no, the Home Depot size, like, fucking bucket. I'm like, oh, okay. This is cool. We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
And then I got the bill, and I'm like, oh, fuck it, I guess. YOLO.
Not $5.
Not $5. But I will say, for 5 drinks in a bucket, $30 a drink is not bad.
Okay.
Because for, like, a small mixed drink, you probably paid, like, 10, 12 yeah. bucks.
I was going to say 12 or 13 bucks, yeah.
So,
okay.
I thought it was quite a steal. And that was the only drink both of us had.
Well, yeah. Very large. And, like, I don't know who I thought I was, like, I love food. I love to eat. And I ordered a normal size meal. Like, I ordered lobster mac and cheese. And same. I was like, no, I can't finish it. I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant like that I was like, no, I can't finish my food.
Well, everybody else is like, I'll just take a crab soup. And I'm like, I can't just fucking have crab soup. Like, I need
a meal.
A meal. ASAP. I need noodles. I need something. I don't know.
Maybe that's why I was like, oh, I guess I'll only eat half.
And our waiter didn't bring us silverware. So one of the girls that was with us had, like, stuffed, I think, like, clam shells or something. I was using the mini fork.
Yes.
That you use to get, like, the stuff out of the clam shell to eat my mac and cheese. Because yes. I was fucking starving. I mean, no shame. I was ready to scoop it out with my hand. Like, I was so hungry. It was wild. So we had a good time there, and it was nice there because, like, you could sit out, and mm-hmm. you were, like, right by the ocean, mm-hmm. and we got, like, our basic bitch, like, sunset photo. Like, it was perfect.
It was nice, yeah. It was good.
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
So.
And then we wander.
We did wander.
To a random-ass bar.
Yes. And it was cool. Like, that was neat. Probably one of my favorite bars that we went to while we were there.
And I don't know if I was just in my own little world, but I feel like no one was in there.
No, it seemed like there wasn't a lot of people at the bar. It was really open. They had like a shark tank.
It was a huge ass aquarium literally running through the middle of it.
It was so cool. And there was like an arcade. Like, there was so much in there. It was like crazy.
It was, yeah, it was cool.
I think that's when you started to...
That was definitely my decline.
Enjoy some Alabama Slammers. Because I remember you saying to the bartender, like, can you just, like, whip up, like, an Alabama Slammer? And the guy's like, ugh.
And he must have been, like, a new bartender. Or, well, he, like, knew what was going in it. But, like, he was like, I don't have SoCo. What bar doesn't have SoCo?
Seriously, who doesn't have Southern Comfort?
He was like, I don't have SoCo and I don't have something else. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Just call it an Alabama Slammer and we'll just roll with it. and it tasted fucking awful.
The main component of the Bama Slammer.
It tasted bad.
Oh my God.
But we powered through.
And then I think my decline is always, if I start ordering gin and tonics, get me home.
See, mine is, if I'm ordering applesauce shots for probably about 15 people, yeah.
Which did happen.
Just get me out.
Just carry us home. We're done. But no, we continued. So, yeah, because I took some very precious Snapchat videos of us there. I was, like, sending pictures in my family group chat of you and I. Not good selfies. Okay.
My one eye is closed in all the photos. I don't know if I was doing it on purpose. I don't know what, but my one eye is closed.
You might have just been making, like, a cool, like, silly face. I don't know. I also realized in the one picture, because I had a bodysuit on and I had like a bralette underneath it, like half of my bodysuit was down. So like you could see, luckily it looks like a tank top, but like my bralette was out. Not good, guys. Not good. The cherry on top of this bar experience was we met a gentleman there.
Who was nice, like, gentleman.
Nice gentleman. He bought us shots. He said he was buying us a Rumplemint shot.
Yeah.
Which I was under the impression that that was, because I Googled it, because I was so confused after it happened, was like a chocolate, like, liqueur and, yeah, like a peppermint schnapps,
yeah,
kind
I
of
think
shot.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be.
Like a mixed, so I don't know if this bar just didn't have the components to make it.
I don't know. I kind of think that's what he wanted.
Oh, just, that makes it even worse.
Just straight Rumplemints.
Ugh. We take the shot. If you can see Steph's face right now, all of my sinuses just opened. Like, yeah. I have never been so clear in my life. It was like we snorted a peppermint patty.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, and then, you know, we should have just, like, called it right there, like...
End of the night.
No.
So, what did I... Sober Danny says, you know, guys, I really just don't think we should go to the boardwalk at night. Like, I'm just a little concerned with, like, all the fights and all this stuff that's happening. Like,
right, yeah.
We're a group of girls. Like, what the fuck are we going to do realistically?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, after this bar experience, we're on a bus on our way down to the boardwalk.
En route to the boardwalk. No one else questioned it, though. So, I was like, I mean, if everyone else thinks it's all right, we'll just...
I'm pretty sure we were listening to, like, music off my phone as we were walking to the bus stop. Like, it was not a good look.
No, and then we get to this bar.
That bar was weird.
It was weird.
Like, there was just a vibe there that just
I don't
was
know.
Weird.
I don't... I, of course, find the one other person in this bar that's from Central Pennsylvania.
I don't know how. It's like people know when you're from Central PA and they just find you.
I don't know. This woman... I don't know how I got in contact with this woman, but I was, like, telling her I need a job, which I do not need a job. I have a job. Everything is fine. She's like, oh, yeah, I was, like, a recruiter for this hospital. And then I think went on, like, a 20-minute sob story about how I need a job. But I don't need a job.
Like, no.
I don't know.
That's so weird. I wonder why.
I don't know. And then I just kept looking at this woman's teeth. Like, they were nice teeth, but you could tell that they were, like, veneers or something.
Oh, fancy.
And I'm just, like, staring at these teeth. And then I thought she thought I was staring at the teeth. So then I was like, I just need a board.
We just need to go. So we're waiting outside. One of the girls in our group disappears with the key to the condo.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the gentleman that bought us these shots was outside that bar. I don't know what happened, but he had appeared again.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't know how that happened. It was very weird, because I don't think...
Oh, right. He didn't come with us.
No.
So, I don't know.
The girl that disappeared with the key to the beach, everybody's trying to find her. I'm alone with this guy. And he was, like, trying to tell me that he... was surfing that day, and I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to be, like, rude, but, like, you don't look like you've ever surfed a day in your life.
He definitely did not look like a surfer.
So, I think, like, drunk me was probably, like, kind of making fun of him for saying that, because, like, he did not have the body type of a surfer.
And he didn't, no, he didn't look like a surfer.
There was no surfer-esque. And he's like, yeah, like, the salt water, like, on my skin, like, lick me. Lick me. And I'm like, no, sir. You bought me a fucking peppermint shot, assaulted all of my senses. I'm not licking you.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then he, like, disappeared. So, like, I don't know what was going on. Maybe that was a potential sex trafficking moment. I don't really know.
I'm not sure either.
But luckily, our group then just kind of got together. And then
and everything was good. Everything was good. I get in a shady-ass taxi.
He just pulled up. He's like, ladies, do you need a ride?
I'm like, can you take us? Are you available? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. As he's a whole
open van.
Well, it looked like he was picking someone up, and I didn't want to, like, steal someone's taxi.
It did, because it was just kind of weird that it appeared out of nowhere, and he's like, ladies, do you need a ride?
Yes. I'm
like, yeah, well, we do. It was very questionable.
I feel like I always find a questionable taxi at least one time in any trip I take.
Yep.
And that was that. And then I wake up still hammered and vomiting Orange Crush because Danny made me drink a 64-ounce bucket of Orange Crush.
I can never have an Orange Crush again. I just
well, you
think.
Kept drinking them.
No, I kept ordering them because sometimes I panic and I don't know what to get. And I knew that like most of the bars down there had it, and
they are good,
and I like them, and I don't normally have them, so I'm like, keep giving me the Orange Crushes, and
you know, you can get an Orange Crush at any time at Zach's.
That's good to know. So fuck me.
And that's where night one ends.
Night one ends. We're all accounted for. We are alive. Wake up. We woke up pretty early. I mean, we were out pretty late, got up pretty early. You rallied. I'm proud of you, because if that would have been me, I would have been, like, dead on the floor.
Well, I did rally, but I did not drink until the tiki.
Oh, the tiki.
The tiki did everyone dirty.
So if you're in the market for the absolute best in skincare right now that is 100% cruelty-free and made with all-natural ingredients, Athea Skin is your new skincare BFF. My fave product from Athea right now is the Retinol Night Cream. This badass night cream is anti-aging against both wrinkles and dry skin. Deep penetration and intense hydration, baby. I love it so much, and I've seen such a difference in my skin when I wake up in the morning. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Check out their website at theaskin.com and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. So again, that's at theaskin.com and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. Now back to the show. Before we get to the tiki, which that fucking tiki did everybody very dirty, we went to the beach.
We did go to the beach.
We did a beach day, which...
needed.
Whatever. The highlight of the beach day, that was the day we got the acai bowls.
Yes.
And I walked to get the acai bowls.
Yes.
And came across kind of a celebrity. I need to find it here. Oh, here it is. Okay. So I see this flyer as I'm waiting. Guys, best Instagram follow you could ever have. So the ad says, bored during quarantine? Help make our pufferfish famous. Picture of said pufferfish. We are trying to make our pufferfish the first ever, in quotations, finfluencer.
Love it.
On Instagram. Please follow her account at Rona the Puff and tag her in your Instagram story, which I did not. I'm sorry. If you support the cause, she is a really good fish and deserves your follow. You won't regret it, I promise. I haven't regretted the follow once.
I did end up following her. She's a cute fish.
So guys, drop whatever you're doing. Get on Insta.
Follow Rona.
Rona the Puff. It is very worth it. So Friday, sorry, I gotta grab my mimosa.
Yes.
Very necessary for the story. So we, Friday was pretty uneventful other than following Rona the Puff on Instagram.
And then we, shout out to my almost sister-in-law, Joanna.
Whoop, whoop.
She, so I said, I found this, like, sketchy boat.
The Calico Jack was very sketchy. I looked into it. I'm like, this is a fucking fishing boat that you can bring beverages onto. Anyway.
So I found this BYOB boat, and I sent it to her, and I'm like, I think something like this would be cool. And then she replies, like, stuff, like, this is a little sketch.
It was very sketch. The Calico Jack.
Anyway, she finds this, it's called Tipsy Tiki's. Shout out to Tipsy Tiki's Ocean City. The best.
Fucking love them.
It's literally like a floating tiki barge, and it's all you can drink on this Tipsy Tiki.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's such a great setup. Like, it's on like a pontoon, and you step onto it. It's got the little tiki. You have the, well, we had the guy that was like the captain, and then the bartender. Our own bartender could make pretty much anything you wanted. All the drinks were great. Like, they were so good, super strong. But like, in that hour and a half, like, you can do some fucking damage.
Yeah, so they, like, have to put a disclaimer, like, oh, we cannot serve you if you are visibly intoxicated and, like, you can't have more than four beverages. Which, when you get on, you're like, oh, four beverages in an hour and a half, like, that's enough. No. We went balls to the fucking wall. We're ripping shots.
So many shots.
This bartender is amazing. She's like,
she's literally an angel sent from
like
heaven.
Like, no one's drink got below half, and she's like, what do you want? What are we doing next? If you don't like it, throw it out, throw it overboard. I'll bank you anything you want. And we're like, okay.
An angel. Like, I remember, like, the first girl that, like, finished, like, the first drink, she literally had a full mixed drink sitting there before she took her last sip of the first
one. She was amazing. So it was just so fun. You got to put on any music you wanted to.
That was the coolest part. He took us. So apparently the group before us really sucked.
Yeah, because they said they were a little trashy.
A little trashy. So he brought in the pontoon early. So we got on, I think, a little early.
We did, yeah.
And he took us on, like, the grand tour of the Bayside. Like, we saw all those, like, beautiful homes.
And it was never awkward. Like, they talked, but not, like, over-talked. No. And there was never, like, an awkward, like, silence. It was 10 out of 10, recommend Tipsy Tiki's.
Literally perfect. The only thing was, I thought I was going to piss myself by the time, like, we were done. Like, I literally, because at the end, they're like, oh, like, you know, tip the bartender, which obviously going to tip her very well, because she literally gave me 9 mixed drinks, 45 shots. It was wild. It was such a good time.
Yeah.
I think I, like, threw her money, and I'm like, we need to find a bathroom ASAP.
Yes.
Which was very weird. It was, like, across the street. Like,
honestly, I think it was in, like, a meat market or something. I don't know.
You had to, like, punch a code to get into it.
It was weird. And then we got yelled at for, like,
what did we get yelled at? I do remember us getting yelled at. What were we doing?
Like, congregating or something. She's like, you girls need to go.
We weren't 6 feet apart.
We were not 6 feet apart. So, anyways, yes, 10 out of 10 recommend Tipsy Tiki, but we also didn't really eat before. Like, we had those acai bowls, but
I think that was the only thing we ate that day. So, we are off to a great start.
And then we venture to, so, the captain of the boat, he recommended a couple places. We get to the one place, and I actually, that was the biggest, most legitimate meal I've eaten that whole weekend.
Yeah, I think we had mussels and
you got something else, but
and like a dip. We had like a dip of some sort that was really good. But this bar had Moscow mules and I was just like, I was in it.
They had
like,
all the mules. They had all the mules. I don't know what I was drinking, but it just, and then my sister-in-law dies.
She did. She like died. So we were waiting outside this bar to get an Uber to go to the next bar.
Yes.
And we were there, I think, for a while, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we're, like, waiting. I start shaking my ass because that's just what I start doing after I've had many beverages. Poor Joanna is dying on the bench. I think somebody got a picture of her.
Yes. Granted, she literally drove to Pennsylvania to Ocean City, arrives in Ocean City, and we're throwing her on a Tipsy Tiki.
Literally in, like, 10 minutes. Like, she, like, turned around, she put her outfit on, she was ready to go.
She did not have longer than 15 minutes to be en route to Tipsy Tiki.
Yeah, so she literally made it in, like, the nick of time.
So, I mean, I'd be a little dead as well.
Same. Same. So
we go to the next bar.
Well, on the en route to that bar, you're forgetting about the best Uber I've personally ever been in.
So we see this. We didn't even, I mean, I don't use Uber that much, so my terminology is probably off, but oh, you can get a premium that has like a luxury car.
Did we get a premium?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
So I just get like a normal Uber and this Beamer shows up, like new Beamer. And I'm like,
fancy as fuck, guys.
And now the guy driving, he looked a little like, I don't know, just like a dad, a grandpa. Like he looked like a grandpa.
Definitely honestly. A grandpa that maybe had some like Adderall underneath his seat just in case you wanted some.
And he's like cruising along and I'm just like, yo, can we like party? And I don't, like, this car was so new and fancy. All he did was, like, turn his, like, finger, and the volume is now, like, blaring, and I'm like, fabulous.
It was,
like,
amazing.
Can I just ride around in this car and just get hammered, because this is just what I wanted to do.
Honestly, we could have just bought, like, a six-pack and just, like, hung out in there, and that probably would have been, you know, the vibe.
It was definitely a vibe. So then we get to this next bar, and somehow Danny and I are separated from everyone. Right?
Where does the other girl go that we rode with? Was she with us at the bar?
Who was it?
It was Deanna. She rode in the Beamer with us.
Did she?
Where did she go? Because I remember you and I sitting at the bar, but I don't remember her.
Oh, no.
Or did the other girls get there and she went upstairs? Because there was the upstairs to the bar. Because we did eventually migrate to the upstairs.
I don't know. This is a mystery. I don't remember her being with
us. I just remember you and I sitting at the bar because I couldn't figure out what to drink. And then I don't think I got a drink for a while.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Mysteries.
I was on the tip of blacking out, I feel like.
And then we meet this bachelor party at this bar and we became besties for the night, like...
We did. It became a big group. Just a big...
Big group.
Big collective group.
We had a couple
group.
Casualties. Joanna had to go back early because she was, you know...
Dead.
Did we lose Haley? We may have lost Haley.
So, I don't know.
Oh, no, we ventured upstairs.
We ventured upstairs, and I remember looking across the bar at you. I did not realize you were in distress. But Haley, I thought, was over
she was there
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she was. She was. We didn't lose her yet. So, yes, I'm sitting there, and these two men, which I'm not judging, I am not assuming roles, whatever the terms are these days, they seem gay. Like, they seem like a gay couple, honestly.
Okay.
Like, talking to me. And, which is great.
Whatever.
And, but then it, like, started to get weird, and this guy's like, wow, you have a great smile. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, I'm getting married. And he's like, oh, honey, don't.
I mean, you're dressed that night. Like, your tits were looking pretty good. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe they were picking up on a vibe.
I don't know. It was different. And he just kept saying he's waiting for me whenever I call off my wedding.
Oh, my God.
Because I shouldn't get married. And then he's
sure.
Like, yeah. And then the comments just kept getting a little more aggressive. And I'm like, okay, abort. We just need to.
Okay, now I understand why. Because abruptly we're like, we got to go. And yeah. I'm like, what is happening? Like,
no,
why are we leaving?
I definitely thought one of these men was going to try to kidnap me. Not the one. The one was okay, but he wasn't really stopping his friend from saying any of this, so I'm like,
You could have been, like, a part of a throuple.
It was definitely on its way to being something.
And I just apologized. I did not realize what was going on. I thought it was just two gentlemen that were just, you know.
And then Haley, like, turns, because, like, I'm trying to give her, like, a casual, like...
like a little...
I'm like, help. And she's like, did you give my friend anything to drink? Like, she wasn't, like, insinuating anything. She was just, like, wondering because, like, I'm, like, super drunk now and, like...
Wow, yeah, and, like, it's an open drink.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, don't you worry about it. And she's like, I'm going...
Sir.
She's like, I'm going to worry about it. Like, did you just drug my friend? Or, like, what did you do? So I had to abruptly leave the area because I thought I was about to be... abducted or roofied.
Now in hindsight, all makes sense. At the time, I was like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? Like, why are we leaving?
That is why we were...
I liked that bar. That might have been my second favorite bar that we went to, because I liked that you could kind of be outside and, like, in the open upstairs.
Agreed.
And then we... I don't know. Stuff starts getting fuzzy for me at this point.
We went to Pickles.
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 Pickles. We did go to Pickles.
And then this bachelor party is trying to get us all to do Jaeger bombs.
I was like, I will fucking throw up right here.
You know, there are some alcohols I can still, like, force down my throat that I've had traumatic experiences with. Jaeger is just not one of them. I cannot do it.
I could literally throw up right now just thinking of the smell of Jaeger. I had a very bad experience with it once. That and, like, Southern Comfort. I'd love to revisit Southern Comfort someday, but it's another one I just can't do. But I do remember they were pushing the shots, and I was like, I know that this is my breaking point.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
I think we called it a night pretty early, though.
We did. We did. We definitely did, like, right after that, because I think we were all on the steep decline from the Tipsy Tiki.
No one could ingest any more shots. We just needed to... We needed to go to bed. Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to part one of our Ocean City trip. We will be back next week with episode 2. See you later.